The annual summer drive-in screening held in the Prospector neighborhood has already sold out, but Park City Film is offering another summer drive-in movie series at the Utah Olympic Park. Director Katie Wang says they've partnered with local events organization Dragonfly Media Technologies. They're bringing in updated technology which allows films to start before the sun goes down.
Totally kicking up a notch, the drive-in movie experience. They're bringing in an LED screen, which means it will have this incredible, you know, quality for the films, but that also means that we can show the films before dark, which is something we've never been able to do before. Normally, you're kind of watching the sun go down and hoping it goes down faster than it actually will, but now we'll be able to show film 7 o'clock, rather, and then again at 9 or 9:30, depending on what film you're talking about. But
they'll have two showings per night with films they think will appeal to a broad range of audiences,
ranging from films from Teton Gravity Research's new mountain bike film, Accomplice, to a documentary about Shane McConkie, to highly rated films from the Sundance 2020 Film Festival. And you know, we want to remind our communities that films are always better seen together on the big screen, and it's still possible to do that together in a safe way in a drive-in movie experience.
Wang says if looking for films other than mountain bike and ski films, they've selected new and old Sundance movies.
We've got Relic, which is premiered at Sundance, starring Emily Mortimer. It's kind of a twist on the haunted house movie, so very clever, very scary, which is kind of perfect for a drive-in. Palm Springs, which is a rom-com. It was the highest-selling film out of the festival. That'll be on Saturday night. And then we have The Big Lebowski, which is one of the cult classics from Sundance 1998.
They'll allow every other parking slot to be filled with a car so social distancing can be maintained. Patrons can be outside of their cars with a mask on, and there will also be some reserved areas for people who want to ride their bikes to the venue. They'll allocate space in the front to smaller vehicles, and the lot will open at 6 p.m.
Certainly, you know, you want to get there early if you want to get a prime spot, but you'll be placed within your zone appropriate to your car, so we don't have, you know, some big car blocking the tiny little car behind it. And then for the second screening, and again, it will depend. Some will start at 9, some at 9:30, and we'll open the lot up about half an hour before showtime for that film. And then what's nice about UOP is that you've got that long kind of road going up there, so we can queue cars up, check everyone in, you know, print out your tickets and show it to us so it's contactless.
The cost is $30 per car, and a bike spot is $48 for a bike spot that can accommodate four people. They're offering some free tickets to frontline workers.
So we're working with Intermountain Health and the People's Health Clinic to extend tickets to the people that work there. And then we're also opening up to the public and invite service industry workers and other frontline employees to enter to win a ticket by posting a photo of themselves at work on social media and tag Park City Film so we know you're there. And then we'll pick 40 lucky winners, and they can come see a movie of their choice.
And FM radio is needed to pick up the sound, so if biking to the venue, an FM receiver is required. Food concessions will be there, and to avoid delays, orders can be placed in advance online.
We really are hoping that people will come in and support our local you know, vendors, as I said, Cuisine Unlimited, Hearth and Hill, Done to Your Taste, and Culinary Crafts. They're alternating nights. So if you go to our website or the Utah Olympic Park website, they have a list of all of the vendors, and then they have menus, actually, so you can order up to 48 hours in advance, and then when you get there, just pick up your food.
You can find links to Park City Film and Utah Olympic Park on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.